Prayer Week 14, welcome to danielswindow.org. Watch and pray. We're going to go to Luke 22, 42. This is a New King James Version. And Jesus on the cross, or getting ready to go to the cross and saying, Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. Now, most time, if this scripture is even applied to Christian life, it's applied wrong, because many people pray about God, if it's your will for me to be healed, God, if it's your will for me to get out of poverty, God, if it's your will for all these things, you know, kind of saying the suffering of Jesus did, you know, is, you know, Jesus bore the cross, you know, bore the suffering on the cross, and we seem to think our cross is, you know, sickness or disease or poverty, you know, that kind of stuff. Well, sometimes it, you know, it can be through, you know, religious persecution for following Jesus. It could be that. But it's not God's will for us to be in poverty. It's not God's will for us to be sick. And I'm not going to go into divine healing, because the message on this is find out what the real meaning of if it is your will, take this cup away from me. We need to know God's will. In fact, a lot of Paul's prayers is about seeking God to know his will. Ask, seek, and knock, Jesus said. But too many people may ask, but they don't seek or knock. They just want to ask because they really don't want to know God's will. And also, they end up taking the cup, you know, a cup of the world, which is bitter itself. He said, Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. This is an act of submission. You know, if you never had to bend your will to God, if you never had to come under his submission, his direction, because as far as you know up to this point, everything you wanted, God wants for your life, then you're certainly, maybe, you know, in a real relationship, are definitely, you know, very immature in Christ, because God does love those and he chastises those he loves. And God wants us to be in the image and likeness of Jesus, which means God's going to lead us to do things we don't want to do. Find somebody in Scripture that God didn't, you know, put them in a position or lead them somewhere there where they didn't want to be. In fact, the only way you're going to be able to trust in God is to be led in a place that you don't want to be or don't know where you're going. Abraham went somewhere, you know, where God led him. He didn't know where he was going, but he had faith to go. Jesus didn't do anything unless he saw his Father do it. And so throughout Scripture, people had to pray, Lord, not my will, but your will be done. And it just completely made here, because Jesus was not worthy of going to death, but he bore our sins and iniquity with it and all the consequences of it upon that cross, so that we can be made the righteous of God in Christ Jesus. So our cup is not suffering our own mistakes. Our cup is not suffering being born in the wrong country or the wrong side of the tracks. Our suffering, you know, is always against our own will, against our flesh nature to go with the Lord where he's telling us to go. Maybe that's a church where you don't want to go. Maybe it's a position you want to go. A lot of people say, oh, God, get me out of this job here. There's no Christians here. Well, maybe God put you there just, you know, to start birthing some Christians there, to start preaching the gospel so that people may be saved. But if you don't pray on a regular basis, God, what is your will for my life, and then find out what it is, because many times God won't even tell you what his will is, because he knows that you won't do it anyway. Maybe he'll say, I rebuke you, Satan, you know, if God's telling you to do something that you don't want to do. But we need to pray that on a regular basis, even, you know, saying, God, I want your will. So if there's something that you want to tell me but you can't, then keep going to prayer. It says, God, let your will be done in my life. Show me, you know, any areas where you need to lead me and direct me so that I can become more like Jesus and less like the flesh. Lord, Father, if it's your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, my will, not my will, but yours be done. Not my will, but yours be done. In Jesus' name.